You're listening to the Salon Owners Collective podcast, where each week we share stories and expertise from business owners like you, plus experts, influencers, and Larissa's actionable steps that will transform your business and your life. And now your host, Larissa McLemon.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Salon Owners Collective podcast. Now, everyone has a different outlook on what success looks like. But once you strip it all back and start being more present in your life and in your business, you might notice your mindset slightly shifts. Today's episode, I'm talking with health and lifestyle coaches Emma and Carla, also known as the Merrymaker Sisters. They discuss how to recognize, transform, and take action over our mindset to better improve our way of living and doing business. We talk about how to be present and show up in your life and business, improving your productivity, why you are feeling so anxious as a business owner, how to make business changes within the public eye, and a little self-love. You're going to want to get your notepad ready because these ladies are full of words of wisdom, and I know that you'll take something away from this episode, just like I have. Let's dive into it. Carla, Emma, thank you so much for joining me on the Salon Owners Collective podcast. I'm super pleased to have you back.
Yay, we're beyond excited to be back. Yeah. We loved our episode last time. It was so much fun. So yay for being on the show again.
It was so much fun and we talked about some really epic things, but do you know it's nearly been 2 years?
Oh my gosh, we were just thinking about that and we're like, wow, so much has changed since then. Yeah. So I don't even know where this is going to go, but I'm sure it's going to be filled with amazingness.
I have no doubt about that at all. So, well, let's start a little bit with where you are in the world and what do you guys actually do? Let's go there first.
Cool. Well, at the moment, we're located on the sunshiny Gold Coast in Australia, loving life, always at the beach, coffee, like just such an amazing lifestyle, which I don't know, I think coming from Canberra, which if you may know or may not know, it's quite freezing there. And just like being outside more brings so much magic to, I know, my life, and I know Carla's life definitely. As well. So it's just an epic place. And what do we do? What do we do?
Yeah, we always wonder what we do. Well, right now what we do is we use yoga and Pilates, because we are now yoga and Pilates instructors, to encourage and inspire people to start loving themselves and to work out in a love-filled way. So that, in a nutshell, is what we do.
And it's funny because what we began as was food and recipes, and it was also lead a healthy, happy lifestyle, and they're all intertwined. But what we found is that yoga and Pilates is officially like our true passion. It's just like, boom, we found what we're on this planet to be doing. And it's just such an amazing way to move and to promote that self-love, which in today's world where, you know, we're addicted to Instagram and comparison, it's just so important to have our own personal self-love practices. And we just found yoga and Pilates was the most doable way to promote this way of just loving ourselves.
Yeah, I think what we found was like it's an action. So it's so easy to read a book and to be like, oh yeah, like I should love myself. Like I need to learn how to do that. It sounds really freeing. And you can read all about it, but then when you actually do something that allows you to feel that way, and yoga and Pilates is a way to do that. So I think when we found yoga and Pilates, we're like, oh my gosh, like this is crazy amazing. And then that was kind of what inspired us to go on our own teaching journey. And then we were like, man, we got to do something with this because we won't shut up about it. So that's why we started what we're doing now, which is called Merry Body.
So I really love that. And I just want to take a moment to actually recognize the journey that you guys have been on. Yeah. And for those that haven't heard the podcast 18 months ago or so, and sort of the backstory to you guys, you've come from corporate jobs to launching your own, I'll let you tell the story, but launching your own food business. And now you've evolved that again.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what has that journey been like in terms of actually having a sustainable business that's evolved.
Yeah. It's so funny because, like, to us, like, it seemed really natural and, like, we didn't really think twice about it when we were like, oh, let's do this. And, I mean, we're very much like that. Like, we're like, we have this idea. We have to do it. And then we actually sat back and thought about it. Oh, wow, like, this is a big change in what we're doing, like, across all of our social platforms on our website. It's a whole, like, it's pretty much a whole new, like, way of sharing our message. And because it was so natural and it felt so good for us to be sharing it, we didn't really think about it until we'd done it after. So I think it's kind of cool because it just felt really natural for us. But yeah, so we started our blog back in 2013, which was a food blog. And we started that because healthy eating, changing the way we ate, completely changed our lives. We'd been dieting, hating ourselves, wanting to be thinner, wanting to look different for pretty much half of our, both of our lives. And when we found gluten-free, sugar-free, real food way of living, it completely flipped our mindsets around on the food that we were eating. And we realized, oh, actually, healthy eating can be fun, it can be delicious, and it doesn't have to feel restricted. So that's why we started the Merrymaker Sisters 1.0 at the start. And it was amazing. We absolutely loved it. We created ebooks and hard copy books and an app. And we still have all of that stuff. And we still share those messages every single day of healthy eating because we believe it's all intertwined. But then as we kind of went on in our journey, we realized, oh, food, like, we love eating and we like cooking, but it's actually not something that's fueling our joy anymore.
And that is exactly what, like, the term Merrymake and Merrymaker means. It's to bring joy to. So I feel like the evolution, like, what, and I know this is going to happen in the future as well. It's like, we're just going to follow what brings us joy. And we know that, you know, even just through social media, even through an image, like, people can kind of feel that sense of joy. And when we kind of, like, we had, like, a mini meltdown, probably this time, was it this time last year?
Yeah,
this time last year. And we were like, oh gosh, like, we don't have fun with our business anymore. Like, there's no joy. Like, what are we going to do? And, like, we just connected with a friend who also does business coaching, and she has an amazing online business. And we got on the Zoom call with her, on the Skype call, and Carla just kind of broke down. And we're just like, we don't know what we're doing anymore. Like, we don't know. We don't want to do the work, even though, like, on paper, our new, like, this blog, this online business, this app, it was an amazing thing to do. It was an amazing work. It was like every day we got to have fun, but there just was this lack of purpose, this lack of joy. And we had this breakdown, and then it was like, okay, we need to make a change. Like, we need to do something. And her advice was literally like, you just need to stop. Like, you just need to, like, stop, like, chasing everything. Just wait and allow for an idea to appear, allow for some magic to appear, just have a break.
And yeah, because what we were doing was the opposite. Yeah. We were busy, like, trying to create new things. We were like, well, obviously we just have to take action. We have to do, because we don't know what we want to do. And we thought the way to, like, the solution to that problem
just
was
to do more.
Whatever it is, just do it. Just do it. And then when we got this advice of, like, no, you need to do nothing, we were so afraid. We were like, oh my gosh, we've just realized our biggest fear is the fear of inaction. We've never just sat and done nothing and waited for the universe to tell us, like, what is our next step on this journey. We've never done that. We never did that because, you know, at the start it was all about, we have to make this work. We've quit our full-time jobs. We need to make an income. Yes. We don't know what we're doing. But then, yeah, when this happened, it was like, oh, okay. And so, yeah, we took space. And then we'd just gone, both of us had gone through our training, me yoga, Carla does yoga, Emma Pilates.
Yeah.
And then I was like to Emma, maybe we should do something with this, because we weren't even going to do anything.
Well, because Carla kind of did it because she'd always just been interested in teaching yoga. Like, she was just kind of like, I might just teach a class a week just for fun, you know?
Yeah, to meet new friends.
And I had seen Carla go through kind of like this transformation via her yoga teacher training, and the Pilates teacher training was just coming up. And I was in this really depressed, dark place because I just went through a breakup, and I was just kind of looking for something to get me out of this horrible funk that I was in, which was just like this really dark hole. And I was like, I've just got to sign up. Like, I don't want to teach Pilates. I love doing Pilates. I definitely 100% do not want to teach. I'm just going to do this to get over my breakup because I need to focus on something else. And by the time I'd done my training, it was just like, oh, like this is the best thing ever. And I loved it. And then as soon as Carla said that, I was so scared because I did not want to teach. I went into that training. We went around the circle and I said, no, I don't want to teach. I'm here to get over a breakup. And everyone was like, oh, poor Emmy. and then I probably burst into tears in front of everyone. But that training completely got me out of the funk and I discovered a love of movement and a love of teaching that movement. And when Carla said that, it was kind of scary, but also like, yeah, like this is exactly what we're meant to be doing. Mm-hmm. And the new idea for Marybody came up, and the original idea was all about body image stuff and all about bringing more self-love to, you know, our goal, thousands and thousands of women's lives. But then we realized what we actually want to do is teach yoga and Pilates and then sneakily put in all the messages of self-love and mm-hmm. of positive body image stuff, because it's all intertwined, it's all in there. Yeah. But what we like kind of like what the message is, it's like, here, do learn Pilates. Yeah. Learn yoga,
and then like by doing the yoga and yeah. Pilates, you will learn to love yourself no matter what. It's pretty much scientifically proven.
Yeah, and I really like this idea that you achieve that by doing something
yeah.
physical. When you said that, that really made sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what we realized. We realized you can't have a program or a product where you're like, hey, like you're going to learn to love yourself. Because for me, if I'd heard that a year ago, I would have been like, well, yeah, right. Like I will never love myself. I could never, ever see myself loving myself. That was me year ago.
And it would be like, wow. I mean, like me back then too, it's like, no, like I'm always going to think I need to lose weight.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel. Like that's how I felt most of my adult life. Yeah. I've always felt
but
like that.
Then when I went through yoga training and when I continued to practice yoga every single week with self-practice and practice Pilates, slowly but surely, all of those thoughts just like went away without even really realizing that I was trying to make them go
away. And it's because with these mindful practices, linking your breath, linking your mind, your heart, your soul, you become so, so grateful for your body. And every moment that you spend saying, I hate my tummy, I need to lose weight, instead, you begin slowly but surely, you begin to swap those words for, wow, I'm so grateful for my legs, even if they may be bigger than I want. Mm-hmm. They allow me to move. They allow me to walk.
And then when you realize how much time you've spent wasting on these thoughts, and when they go away, you realize how much space you have for other things, like working on your business and doing more and putting more love into your business rather than focusing on what you look like and like all that kind of stuff that just bogs you down. Whereas if you don't have those thoughts anymore, finally you feel free. And then finally you feel free to be yourself, your true authentic self. And then if you're being that within your business, within your life, like that is the magic. That's what you want. That's the goal, right? To be able to feel like you can be yourself every single day, to show up as you and just give it your best.
I was going to say, then when you're feeling like that, you really show up for your business and
exactly.
you really show up for the other people in your life and
exactly.
for yourself, I guess.
Totally. So true. Exactly.
I love that so much, and I love the journey that you've found your way to getting there. How unexpected and surprising even
I
for
know.
Yourself.
I know. It's so weird.
And like, even like we've been reflecting a little bit like lately, just thinking, oh my gosh, like 12 months ago, I hadn't even done my Pilates
yeah.
instructing. Like I'd practiced many years. I mean, I started practicing Pilates back when I was in high school because I had scoliosis. So it's funny how like, it's just like come back into our lives.
Yeah.
It was always there. And I think that's kind of like, you know, you read through things like the hero's journey and things like there was like a calling back then. But now it's reappeared
yeah.
and it's just so cool.
The calling is yeah. louder and
yeah.
more clear now.
And the smart thing is to tune into said calling. right?
Yes!
Exactly. So
I wonder, do you think that, you know, given your journey that, that, you know, I love the story when you said you sat down there and you said, no, I'm not here to be a teacher. I'm just here to get over my breakup. Yeah. Do you think that, that being a teacher in the different ways that you've run your business, that really you are in this sort of teaching role, do you think there's something in that with you guys, that there's this need to teach and deliver? And is that a thing?
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, the same as like this, the hero's journey, like Joseph Campbell's hero's journey. It's like you have your calling and then you go out to the adventure and you do the things and you learn the things, but then you always come back home. And like, what do? When you come back home, you share your journey. Like you share what you learned with other people. And I think something that's always come naturally to us when we learn something and we're so excited about it, we have to tell someone. And so I think as we have this platform, like we tell the platform, but we're not only just telling the people online, you have coffee with us, we'll tell you about yoga and Pilates. Like mom and dad have heard about yoga and Pilates a lot.
And I think that's with everything as well. What I do believe, it's kind of like going through the learnings and actually like training to be the teacher. I think that's given us this internal permission to step up into a teacher role. I think we always were these teachers, but we never saw ourselves as that.
We always felt a little bit imposter syndrome, like we're not the expert, like no, it's not us, it's someone else, like we better get another expert.
Got other experts in,
so we always did that. Whereas with what we're doing now, we feel like we are the people to teach, like we're the ones to teach Merrybody, because it's not, it is the yoga and Pilates, but then it's also the whole, it's learning to love yourself through the yoga and Pilates. And so
because like I'm not the best Pilates teacher and Carla's not the best yoga teacher. Like I can't, sometimes I'm so stiff. I'm like, wow, like I really need to stretch more. And other times it's like, you know, I'm good at some Pilates moves, but then I suck completely at others. But it's not about what you look like, especially in Merrybody. It's not about what you look like. It's what you feel when you're doing the movement. And it's about promoting self-love. And we just are so excited to share these messages. And it's just amazing to see people's lives transform.
Yeah, and I think one other thing that we haven't mentioned, which is funny because it's such a big part of yoga and Pilates, is that when you do yoga and Pilates, you become so present with what you're doing. So because you're so focused on breath with movement, because both yoga and Pilates is breathing with movement. And so you become present and you realize, I'm just here for this hour doing this movement and nothing else. You don't really ever think about anything else. Like, of course your mind fluctuates. That's what the mind is designed to do. You go back to the past, you might go into the future, but then you come back to this present moment. So what that's allowed us to do, because we practice on the mat, living so presently, this is transferred into our lives so amazingly. Like, you know, when you go for a coffee, you're drinking your coffee. When you're eating your smoothie, you're drinking your smoothie. When you're with your loved ones, you're with your loved ones. When you're working on your business, you're working on your business. And I think being more present equals more productivity, it equals more peace, it equals freedom, it equals more love, because when you're present, all you can feel is gratitude for the world that we live in. And I think that's the true magic.
I think presence is life. When we really think about it, I know we've read in multiple books, like if you're continually living future, past, you are not actually living. And it's like, whoa, like how much time have I spent analyzing the past, wanting to change the past, or like being anxious about the future? And it's like we're missing out on life completely.
And the crazy thing is, all you have to do is take a deep breath and then boom, you're in the present again.
That's well said. Well said.
Like inhale and exhale.
Here I am.
And we're all here again.
And here we are.
And here we are in the now.
I think that's really relevant for this conversation, because I know for the business owners that are listening to this in the hair and beauty space, we're pulled from heather to nether. We've got staff, we've got clients, we're juggling all the things.
I can imagine.
You know, it is just so easy to lose yourself quite literally in the tugs and the pulls. And I wrote down this word just as you were chatting of self, and it's actually coming back to find yourself and creating space for yourself so you can show up in a new way for your business, for your loved ones, for yourself. And that busyness or anxiousness or the being in the past and that overwhelm actually consumes so much of our brain space. Yeah. It slows down productivity, right?
Yes.
I think
and especially like in this day and time, I mean, how often do you catch up or bump into a friend and you're like, how are you? And they go, oh, I'm so busy. And then it's like this competition of who's busier. Like, and the question is, do we really want to be busy? Is busy a good thing? And actually, we both believe no. In fact, the description of busy, there's a negative connotation with that. When you hear that someone's been busy, you're like, oh, sorry to hear. Like, that's no good. Your day is so full. But it's funny, like, it takes time to unlearn that.
Yes.
Being busy doesn't equal productive.
And doesn't equal success.
Because some days I'll find myself thinking to myself, oh, I wasn't very busy today. Like, it was a bad day because I wasn't very busy. And I'm like, hang on, Carla. Like, but just look at the productivity that you did and look at the time that you were present and look at the stuff you actually enjoyed. Whereas if you're busy, you're never really present. You're always thinking about what's next on your list. And so I think we need to unlearn that. And that takes time to realize, to be productive, to be successful, I don't actually need to be busy. And how lovely that we don't need to be busy or feel stressed.
And I think we can learn from people as well. Like, there's so many, like, in inverted commas, successful people who then go on to have, like, these, like, breakdowns or these big, like, oh, I was doing it wrong my whole life. I made all this money. I achieved all this, but I forgot to enjoy my life. I was so busy, I forgot to enjoy my life. I missed years of my life. Because in the end, like I know this is a pretty big question, but what's the point of everything anyway? Like, if we looked into our hearts, into our souls, like, what do we truly want and desire from our lives? Because I really doubt that anyone would say, I want to be working a bazillion hours a day. I want to achieve all these things. Like, I don't think that's the top of the list. I think it's probably, maybe I'm speaking for myself and a portion of people, it's about love and it's about creating amazing relationships with your kids, with your husband, with your wife, with your partner, whatever, with the people in your community. It's about making a positive, purposeful impact on the world, which in my eyes, it's not about how much money we're earning. It's not about our bank account, because you don't leave this planet with your money. You don't leave this planet with your stuff. Like,
that's right.
It's just, I think we kind of, and it's not our own fault, it's just kind of this world we're living in, that the society and our Western world has kind of like given us these goals and aspirations that leave us feeling empty. And I think if we can have that awareness and then change, it's like, whoa, like, I can enjoy life right now. And it doesn't matter if I earn a little bit less than last year, or it doesn't matter if I don't tick my to-do list off, I can leave it till tomorrow.
Yes. I often think, and I know this is, you know, said often, but I think the more we focus on it, the more it becomes really important. You know, when you're lying on your deathbed and you look back at your life, you're not going to say, oh, I just loved being so busy and stressed and it was awesome.
Exactly.
You know?
No. I'm going to be like, man, I really loved how I took half my days off to go laze by the beach. How
good was that? Do we give ourselves permission to have fun? You know, like, when I think about when people say, hi, how are you? I'm so busy. Imagine you said, oh, hi, I'm having so much fun at the moment.
Yeah. No.
Sideways.
And also, wouldn't it be, like, by you saying that to that person, you've just changed their day as well, because your energy is so, like, boom, like, I'm there. Like, I love, who was it, Brendan Burchard, how he says, every doorway he sees, he looks at the doorway and he says, it's an opportunity to bring joy into that next room I'm about to walk into.
Oh, that's
cool. How amazing is that? Like, so his doorway, the doorways is his anchor to bring the joy, to choose joy. And I think, and every moment-to-moment decision, we have that choice. We have the choice to choose joy, to choose love, and not to focus on the never-ending to-do list. Because, hey, guess what? As soon as we finish the to-do list, there's a new one. There's a new to-do list. Like, nothing.
Absolutely.
It's never done. And so if we think
if we're always thinking, God, it's never done, it's never going to be done, I'm never going to get it all done, that's scarcity mindset. But if we just do the things and we just tick them off like one by one and we're super like, yay, we did it, like boom.
And we do
amazing.
It in a joyful manner.
Exactly. Yes. Then life is going to be more amazing and life is going to be more love-filled and fun-filled. And as we said, like, it's the days that count, like, because the days make the weeks, the months, the days, and then yes. that makes the years, and then the years make the life. So we've got to work on every single moment. It's not the little, it is the little things that count. It's not working towards, oh, in 8 weeks I get a holiday. It's not that. It's about right now.
Yeah,
that's all we have.
In the end, the big things are such a small, like, they're bigger, but they're actually smaller. It's our day-to-day mm. little things. It's taking a moment to enjoy your morning coffee mm. and taking a moment to enjoy conversations with your clients and with your work colleagues, even if sometimes it feels annoying. Like, you know, like, I get it. People can be yes. annoying. But it's like, okay, how do I switch this mindset that you're so annoying? How about I try and learn something from this client who is, like, an older person or a younger person and get insight into their lives and look at life with this, I think it, who is it? Someone famous and amazing. Mm-hmm. They say, look at life with a sense of curiosity. Yes. And that can really make your days that much brighter. Mm. Just like being a bit more curious.
Yes. And giving yourself permission to have a little fun.
Yeah. Oh,
when you were talking about Brendan Burchard's opening up the door, do you know what I imagine? Like, when I often will think when I go into a new situation, maybe not a literal door because I don't go very far. Home office, I don't go far.
Yeah.
So in a non-literal way, when I go open new doors, I often think, I wonder who I'm going to meet or what I'll learn.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is amazing. So
I guess that's that curiosity, right?
Yeah. Because we're like that as well. Like, we work at home, so, you know, sometimes it's like, well, we need to meet some more people. Like,
yeah.
So we'll go get work at a cafe or, like, go get out. And it's like, actually, like, say hello to the person. Like, have a conversation yeah. with the random person you see at coffee every day. Like, just be open. I think we can kind of close ourselves off. And I think naturally humans, like, you know, we were in villages once upon a time. We were a community. We helped each other. But now we live in a society where we live in this big giant house, or maybe it's not a giant house, but it's like this big house just with, you know, one person or two people or your family. And you kind of, like, guard that family as sacred. And yes, I love that. Like, your family is sacred. But, like, can't we welcome the little bit of magic? Mm. Can't we, like, open up to the people around us?
It's kind of like when people talk about when they treat their pets so well, like yeah. it's like, you know, the dogs and it's like, well, what about all the other animals? Like, we've got to treat them well, as good as we treat our own pets as well. Like, we're all the same. Like, it's all like, we kind of have gone through this yoga Pilates journey, and there's such a big message within the community of, like, you know, we're all one. Like, there's no looking up, there's no looking down, it's all about looking sideways. And I'm sure we mentioned this, I think, in the original podcast episode of looking sideways. And it's so funny because that was one of the first business lessons we ever learned. And now it's just come back tenfold because, you know, that's all about ego. And it's like stepping away from ego and realizing, actually, we're all one and we're all the same.
I think, and that's such a, if we can, like, kind of let go of this ego way of living, it can only enhance our businesses and only gain momentum and productivity. Because either way, like, you, when you're in ego land of your business, like, one way you're forever comparing yourself and thinking you're not good enough. And then the other end, you kind of, like, think you're amazing, that you're so self-involved that you forget to look after your community or your clients. So it's like those actions, like, they don't bring any goodness to your business. But whereas if we can step out and know, okay, I'm going to just do the work and know I'm serving a higher purpose, whatever that may be, and that could be making people feel amazing,
yeah,
like, by changing their hair. Like, how amazing is that?
Their day by having a beautiful conversation and making them feel like they've been listened to.
Yeah, because
so often people don't feel like they're ever listened to. So how amazing that you could have the potential to change their day and then their whole week and maybe their whole lives. And I think all we have to remember is that just show up with enthusiasm for life and show up with enthusiasm for your business, and then show up with love.
Yeah. I love it.
And be present, and be present. We are in this great industry, I have to say, that we are, do have the ability to transform people, as do you, yeah, as do
how
you.
How epic is how it? Cool. It's so cool. I got my hair cut the other day, and it had been a long time since I had my hair cut, and I just felt so amazing. I was like, far out. It just, like, you get like this re-energized, like refresh. Yeah. And it's just like, oh,
I feel like it's if you treat it like as an act of self-love, that's even more powerful. Cause like going to the salon is such a beautiful experience, and it is, you're doing it for yourself. And I think how amazing to walk in the door one person, and then you can walk out the door feeling completely different with like a spring in your step. And it's been like 2 hours.
That's right. Aren't we lucky? Aren't we lucky?
So lucky.
Now, look, just before we move towards wrapping up, I want to just ask you this one little question, because it's been on my mind, and I think it's really interesting. In this world that we are in today, you've had quite a transformation of life and business, but you've done it on a very, in today's world, and your business also, a very public platform. What has that been like? Because I know one of the challenges for all business owners is that we feel judged, or we feel that here's another one that comes up is if I change or decide that what I'm doing right now is not what I want anymore, I feel like I failed at what I was doing. Tell me a little bit about making big business changes, big decisions, but in a kind of quite public way, because you guys have a big public persona. Tell me about that.
I mean, we've always just really stuck by our hearts, and we wear our hearts on our sleeves with everything that we share and everything that we do within Merrymaker Sisters, because. And it'd be for salon owners as well. It is an extension of you. Like, so if you're not doing something that doesn't fuel your passion anymore, or doesn't like make you feel joy-filled, I don't feel like I'm being me. And that doesn't feel nice, because when I'm online, I am being me. Like, that's who, like, the online stuff is me. So if I'm not doing what I actually truly believe in, then I don't feel like I'm being me. And I need to feel like I'm being my authentic self.
I think it's also the whole success thing. Like, what is success? Because if I'm not doing something I love, that's unsuccessful, even if I'm making money. So if I completely change the direction of my business to something I love, boom, that's a success. Whereas other people may perceive it as you failed, you changed, like you've let go of this goal and you've moved on to another one. Oh, scatterbrains, failure, boom. But what we all have to each remember, what other people think about us is none of our business. It means nothing to me.
And often what other people think of us is only a reflection of what's going on in their lives. And we often don't even hear about the things that other people think about us anyway.
So true.
We've made it up. We've made it up in our heads what we think that they're saying about us. And 100% of the time, or maybe 98% of the time, I assure you, it's not true. Those people aren't, they're too busy wrapped up in their own lives to worry about what we're doing or what you're doing. And so I think we just need to listen to our hearts, listen to our souls, and do that, because no one else is going to judge you. The only person that will judge you is yourself. And if you're not listening to your heart, then you'll forever regret that. And we don't want that. So we need to tune in, and we need to be like, well, what serves me? What fuels me? What makes me feel joy? And do more of that. And yes, it's scary. Like, of course it's scary, because what if it fails? What if it doesn't work? Yeah. What if I don't make money? Oh my gosh. But guess what? Time will pass, and then you'll come up with a new idea, and you always work it out. And in the end, everything is okay. And that's thanks to our dad. So our dad would always tell us that, girls, you always work it out. It's going to be okay. And we'd true, because it is, like, even if it's a month of like feeling like unsteady, unsure, oh my gosh, is this going to work? We don't know. In the end, it works out, and then the journey makes sense. Only when you look back, though, so you just have
that's
to have
right.
faith.
Always in retrospect.
Yeah.
So the message is tune in, and do it anyway.
Yeah.
Make the change. That's a really good segue to sort of quotes, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's so funny because you said this quote and you asked us, like, you know, what's a quote you've been living by? And when you asked this last question, I was like, wow, this quote, like, kind of makes sense. So the quote that we love at the moment, and it's really helped us on our journey of change and of being online and other people, like, kind of following our lives and what we do. The sunrise, of course, doesn't care if we watch it or not. It will keep on being beautiful even if no one bothers to look at it. And that's by Jean Amol. I think that's how you say his name. But I just think it's so beautiful. Like, we just show up like the sun. The sun shows up for us every single day. It doesn't matter what the sunrise looks like. It just keeps on shining and keeps on rising, and then it sets and then it rises again. And I think it's such an amazing way to look at life.
Yeah.
I love that. That is very, very on point.
Yeah. Just show up for the sake of showing up, for the sake of the work, for the love of doing the work, not for the reward.
Or the external validation.
All the number of likes, like, actually that doesn't matter. Just do the work for the work, like, for the love of the work.
Yes. I love that. That's really, really good.
Yeah.
All right. What's one thing that our business owners need to read or listen to? What's something that you suggest that is a good action-taking resource?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, of course, we're going to say our podcast, which is the Get Married podcast, which, you should come and check it out. But I think we should each say one of the books that we've been reading.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because we've both been reading really amazing books and we can't shut up about them to each other. So I've just finished The Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard. And I read, like, the first page and I was like, I am 110% certain this book is going to change my life. And it did. So I think it's a really easy read. It's like 12 steps to finding and stepping into your greatness. And I think every business owner should read it and live by what he suggests.
Yeah, that is on my next to read list. But what I recently read, which made a really lasting impact on my life, was The Surrender Experiment by, what's his name, Michael Singer, I think that's his name. And the book is his life's journey through business, through relationships and life, whatever. And it's the idea that instead of us kind of, like, fighting and, like, you know, having these goals and being so set on them, it's kind of just like stopping and allowing yourself to kind of join in on this universal flow. The idea that everything is already kind of, like, planned out. If we just allow it, boom, let go. Don't kind of resist. If we just say yes to the opportunities, and if an opportunity comes at us and kind of takes us on this weird wacko journey, just follow it and just see where life takes you. And I think that idea of, like, having, like, these less kind of strict goals and, like, idea of what life should be like
and way of getting there
and the way of getting there kind of just introduces a more flow and more lovely way of living. And it's just an amazing book.
And it creates unwavering faith, doesn't
it? Yeah, that everything's going to be okay.
Everything's going to be okay in the end, that this, even though, well, that wasn't what I expected, but I know it's going to be okay.
And he's also very much into meditation and, like, the whole magic of being present. And I think, like, that's been a really major shift for us.
Both Brendon and Michael, they all both talk about them a lot. And I feel like that's just a common thing you read about. And maybe every single business book is about being present. And it is about, like, taking moments for yourself, like meditation, whether it is actually meditating, like, on a seat, or whether it's, like, going out in nature and just being mindful. I feel like they're very common threads, and I think they're just going to get more and more needed in this world.
I agree. It's so busy and overrun and so easy to be an overwhelm. I actually think you guys said it beautifully right at the beginning, was creating some space to let the magic happen.
Yeah.
Oh, ladies, you're just a ball of energy and it's so much fun. And it's such a good reminder. I feel lighter already just having listened to you myself. So I hope those that are listening, whether you're walking, driving, doing the dishes, that you feel a little bit lighter thanks to the presence of these two lovely ladies. So where can we stalk you and find about all the amazing things that you do?
Thank you so much for having us, Larissa. It's been so much fun. You can find everything about our Mary Body Yoga and Pilates program, as well as our recipes, over at getmary.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. And we'll have to have you back again to see what, you know, the next round has been.
Yeah, sounds good.
Who knows where it will take you.
No one knows. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, that's a wrap for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Now, did you enjoy those Merrymaker sisters? I interviewed them 18 months ago, right in my early days of producing this podcast, and they were just the same, a ball of energy. And so I love hanging out with them. I'll be sure to have them back on the show. Are you ready to escape a fully booked column and devote a little bit of time to growing your business, but also creating a life? Maybe having a team that you can trust to handle the daily care and the management without constantly double checking is what's holding you back. How about going on a 2-week holiday without sacrificing 2 weeks of income, let alone coming back to a task list that's super long and a column that's fully booked that you actually can't do what you need to do? Are you the roadblock in your own business growth? So my question is, have you looked at the Salon Owners Collective Hub, where you get the training you need, the resources you can put into place, and the support that you need to get out from behind the chair, not only to have a break every now and then on the beach, but to get in and grow your team and expand your business and skyrocket your income without working crazy hours to make it happen? So maybe you'll come and join, but also consider upgrading to a VIP hub membership, which includes one-on-one private coaching with our industry expert coaches, Sam and Louise, both who have had huge successes in their own salons and are now ready to share with salon owners like you, not only the Freedom and Profit program, but their own success and advice and support without sacrificing a life. We want you to not be working 50 hours a week and earn less than your team, just so you don't have to work from somebody else. Now, if that's you, come and click on the show notes page at www.salonownerscollective. I'll pop a link on there for you. Come and check it out and come and chat to our coaches. And meanwhile, I look forward to seeing you right here next week.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Salon Owners Collective Podcast. Tune in each week as we reveal the latest insight and advice on what it takes to make your salon a success today. Subscribe to the Salon Owners Collective podcast on iTunes or visit us online at salonownerscollective.com for answers to your common questions, to follow Larissa and much more. Thanks for listening. See you next time.